There are fears violent far-right rhetoric against US federal law enforcement could worsen after an armed man attacked an FBI field officer office last week. The man who was fatally shot is believed to be an extremist motivated by conspiracy theories relating to Donald Trump's loss in the White House and the recent search warrant executed at his Mar-a-Lago residence. And we're now getting more details of what was seized in that raid. Lots of new information is emerging, including top secret documents after a magistrate unsealed the warrant. And of course, that was breaking news last week. Now, all of this is happening at the same time as multiple investigations. Now, there's a civil investigation into Donald Trump's tax matters, and then, of course, the other one that we're seeing in relation to this classified material. So there are concurrently different things happening that aren't linked, but all at the same time. It's been revealed a lawyer for Donald Trump signed a letter in June stating no more classified material was being held at the former US president's Florida home. An FBI agent searched Mar-a-Lago last week, which we reported on, and they removed 11 sets of documents, including some marked as top secret. Now, that contradicts claims that the former president and his team had fully disclosed information about classified material being stored at that Palm Beach property. And Mr. Trump is currently under investigation for possible violations of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice, and the criminal handling of government records. Now, he maintains records held were declassified and placed in secure storage. Javed Ali is a former senior official on the Trump National Security Council and current University of Michigan professor, and he joins us this morning. Thank you very much for your time. So a magistrate has unsealed the warrant used to execute the raid. What do we know about what was taken from Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence?
So the documents that were recovered from the FBI search from now almost a week ago show a collection of documents that apparently President Trump had, which included, quite astonishingly, a whole series of classified documents. And within that batch of the classified documents, there were documents classified at different levels. Now, one thing we don't know yet, and we may not, if at all, is the precise details of the documents in these different batches, even in the classified world. But the fact that there were these four different levels of classification within this category, the classified documents, I find that really striking and surprising.
Yeah. Can you give us a sense of just how serious it is that these documents were found at Trump's residence? The sort of the nature of this, the historically significant nature of this. What kind of authority do you normally need to open and view these top secret documents?
Well, as a former U.S. government intelligence professional myself, and I was in that very classified world my whole career, you look at those documents, you examine them, you treat them when you're in government, in very special facilities. And you have to have the right clearance level as well to look at information at these more restrictive levels. But once you leave government, you no longer have access to those and you theoretically don't have a need to know. So at no point should you be taking them and keeping them in your residence or in your personal effects. So one of the mysteries here is, even though a sitting president, when President Trump was president, he had the ability to see anything that the U.S. government had that was classified. That's an inherent authority any president has as commander in chief. But once his term as president ended, then he no longer should have been able to look at those. So unless they were declassified through a different process, and that doesn't look like it happened on the declassification side. So the mere retention of these classified documents, once you leave government, to include up to a president, that's what we've never seen. As far as we know, we've never seen anything like this before.
Trump supporters are not holding back their displeasure over the raid, the authorized raid. Terms like civil war and tyranny have reportedly been used on television in the US. In fact, FBI Director Christopher Wray has called threats circulating online against federal agents in the Justice Department as deplorable and dangerous. One Trump supporter, for instance, has even attacked an FBI field office. Just how serious is this?
Yeah, it's very serious. And I say this as not only a former national security person, but as a former FBI employee. I was the FBI senior counterterrorism analyst for many years. At no point should the FBI as an organization ever feel like it's under threat from American citizens. I mean, the FBI is our country's, at least in the United States, it's our country's leading domestic security service and law enforcement organization. And every day, the people of the FBI, whether they're analysts like myself, special agents, the traditional folks who have badges and guns, that's what people think about when they think of FBI and other really important staff. They're trying to do one thing, and that's keep the country safe from threats at home and abroad. And so the fact that apparently now there's rhetoric, both being expressed by elected officials and other people who are angry online about getting rid of the FBI or somehow targeting the FBI. I don't mean physically. I mean, that is not good. And then that second level of people who are not only angry, but now feel like they want to do something in response to the raid and perhaps other grievances against the FBI. And we saw an example of that last week with this attack or attempted attack, thankfully it didn't work, against the FBI field office in Cincinnati, Ohio. And in terms of people who are that angry and upset and want to attack a target in the U.S. government, you're picking the wrong target. These are trained, at least special agents, trained, highly trained law enforcement officers who have guns. So the last thing you want to do is try to do something against FBI personnel, certainly special agents. So this is also something I don't think we've ever seen before, this really heightened tension and rhetoric that's trying to demonize and castigate the FBI.
Javed, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Javed Ali is a former senior official on the Trump National Security Council and current University of Michigan professor, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.